Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the mix show. Oh wow, it has been a minute since I've been on the air. I want to say Sunday was the last time I was on the air, and y'all have to forgive me because Tuesday I was dead ass sick. I went to Biscuitville and ordered a turkey sausage biscuit. And I guess they cooked it in pork because I'm allergic to pork. And it fucked me up, had food poisoning, and a bitch was just out of it. And I'm still getting a little, I'm fine from that now. So I'm just preparing for this surgery on my shoulder. If I do it that way, I could say it better. But now I'm sitting up here tripping because I heard at the BET Awards, Jeezy and Ross got in a fight. What in the fuck is going on? Like, really? Damn. If y'all are listening, y'all know anything, hit me up, please, because the airwaves, I'm on Twitter, and it's like all on the internet. So please, and they said shots fired. Like, what in the hell? So, you know, we're going to have a good night tonight. This is my Saturday mix show. I play mixes, whether it's a mixtape in its entirety or various DJs sending me mixes, and I have my drops and everything like that. So Saturday and Sunday is more of a laid-back show, more of a up-tempo with music being played and just chilling and everything like that. So it's going to be quite an interesting show. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play some new music from Dragon. This song I've had for a minute, and I'm the first radio station to blast off on it, and it's Celebration, and we're going to play it throughout the show because it drops on Monday, and it's going to be a club banger, and then we're going to play Crazy Part 3, and then we're going to get into some talking, and maybe not, we're going to get into some music, more music, more music, more music. So here we go with Celebration by Dragon.
Water boy, this beat is the devil.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation, ambition, street intuition. I had my Jesus piece dipped in water by a Christian. Only child, my mama's stomach, I did all the kicking. I wanna say, fuck my dad, but I ain't going against him. Kinda got his ways, but brought up how my mama raised. Now I gotta walk up in the club till every dollar's paid. Here's VIP style, bring them bottles by the case. And yeah, I bring them freaks out, swear to God Madonna came. And I got a pizza route, move them pies how they came. But niggas, they don't get the picture, that just mean they out of frame. She hated when I dropped the top, guess it's just a hair thing. Bitch, I'm on my last gig, I'm trying to race the airplane. Yeah, they ain't living how I'm living, they don't get it how I get it. They still tripping that I'm crippin', huh? They ain't shouting what I'm shouting, they ain't talking what I'm talking, they ain't bout it.
Let's go.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation. La la da day. Catch your body, shoddy spray. Ay. John Gotti ways. I am the modern day. Ay. And by the way, every day's a holiday. Ay. You had the game. You can say goodbye today. Ay. If you can front it, I can dump it. If I cop it, you gon' front me when I'm wanting. Man, there's nothing, huh? If you ain't ballin', you ain't bossin'. They on defense, I'm on offense, and the only nigga scoring. Yeah. And by the way, I should shotty not a K. But I said it backwards. I really should've said a AK. La la da day. Get the fuck up out of my way. And by the way, I'm back, nigga. Fuck what they say. See, I was tired of getting spoon-fed. I had to brush the hate off me with a broom head. I had to take 10 steps back and lose bread. Come back and take the whole loaf. This is motivation. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation.
By Dragon. I'm all over the internet reading this shit about Rick Ross and Young Jeezy. That is funny as hell. They said it was an altercation, words were passed, and it was a shoving match. So, like, when Jeezy was pushing Ross, how many rolls of fat did he actually push him? Did he push him in his titties, his man boobs, or what? Ew, what in the fuck is that? Wow, that is too funny. Now, see, now I'm really going to have to get on Twitter and go to the trending topics and see what the hell is going on. But, like I said, I ain't really talking tonight like that. I don't know why, but I'm chilling. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play the Crazies Part 3 and then come back and get it in some more. So here we go. Crazies Part 3 in its entirety. I'm just waiting for it to come up. Y'all know I'm always delayed with my shit.
The streets keep asking, so you surprise the streets. They say three is a charm, huh? The crazy part three. DJ Self. Black on.
Yes, I see for the soda, but I'm still up for the flower. Crip up for these rappers, yes, I'm still in the tower. Glass nine, trust me, you can fuck my mind blowing. Demons at my spirit, but they think I time for it. I'm not really drag on, I am really just a replica. My book was never published, but I punish the editor. Murder all the sponsors, etc., etc. They claiming that they moms, but none of them is dead enough. My palms around the atoms, that's why I'm not fucking letting up. Birds and women, the same setting up. I don't trust it, so fuck it. Flush it, it don't mean nothing. Freedom.
They say three's a charm, huh?
walk into the rooms, they say Doc Man back. It's dark and hell is hot. I am flesh from this flesh. Niggas say they best, but then they was X. He the reason my flow separate from the rest. I go to war for my brother, put a vest on my chest. I'm screaming Doc Man back. Doc Man back. I'm screaming up they gone, but they say Doc Man back. Doc Man back. Doc Man back. For the dog, I cave your chest into a clap. Now what's fucking that? I burn the more flame oil. Your camera won't burn. If you picture me not loyal, picture me AG. Now picture it HD. Elroy is immortal. Ain't nothing little about me. They text me pictures of soil. Got business in Middle East. I'm trying to take over land. They just talk about lease. They say Ben Latin's dead, X is ducking the feds. See, y'all wait to show love the niggas after they dead. Our minds are still here breathing, and we just had a meeting. Got a message for the streets, y'all are no longer eating. My heart is no longer beating, mean I don't feel shit. I ain't here rapping yet, that I can't deal with. So get to him real quick, I'm bringing that real shit. Look down this motherfucking steel, banana peel shit. Doc Man back, Doc Man back. I'm walking through the Bronx, they say Doc Man back. It's dark and hell is hot. I am flesh from his flesh. Niggas say they the best, but then there was X. He the reason my flow separate from the rest. I go to war for my brother, put a vest on my chest. I'm screaming Doc Man back, Doc Man back. I'm swinging up they gone, cause they say Doc Man back. I tried to educate them. Slugs levitate them, ambulance catch them, can't medicate them. Whatever my bullets hit, it is separated. Doc Man back, certain niggas devastated. We talk about the birds, we really celebrated. I get it ASAP, I'm never waiting. I'm not for the homie X, no registration. This is not rap, this is dedication. Hood environment, we lift them up and drop them. I got my own. Umbrella rain's not a problem. I came from the bottom, and yo, X, I got him. I read out him, put him in a dead column. Doc Man back, Doc Man back. I'm walking through the Bronx, they say Doc Man back. It's dark and hell is hot. I am flesh from his flesh. Niggas say they the best, but then there was X. He the reason my flow separate from the rest. I go to war for my brother, for the vest of my chest. I'm screaming, Doc Man back. Doc Man back. I'm swinging up the Yonkers, they say Doc Man back.
Put employment. You know what it is. The union. It's a collab of baby SMG. We're here.
I'm extra clipping, nigga call of duty. Big shot, got him looking like a hall movie. Now where's Ben Laden? Oh, they say he dead? Oh, I don't believe shit until they bring me back his head. Not his right arm, left arm, or his leg. I get it verified, ain't you terrified? I can tell from your eyes that you're terrified. Put something in the jungle. I was somewhere with the lions where the bears die. So don't be scared of the Lord's fear. Acting like my bank still ain't obese. Like yesterday, I ain't cut a 03. Sheesh, goddamn. The Olympic Def Jam, I'm alright. So I'ma sign this with my left hand. I'm back in the game. It was destined. Am I still a fireman? No more questions. No more second guessing. No more waiting. I'm married to this rap game. No more dating. Try to find my fucking brain. No patience. My knife really eats your food. No more tasting. 380, make it so go with it. My gun on African and get it. I fuck bitches bumping RK, sweet said it. This rap, baby, don't say the bit. I'm on environment, they say I need to be on shit. I don't give a fuck, the longest in the dread family. I don't wake the neighbors, nigga, I wake the Navy. You follow with my blueprint. This ain't JD. And if I ever pull a stock and cap down, what you think I'm getting?
The whole BX, what up? South Bronx.
have it. No balls on it, got it jumping and daddy. No shoes on the truck, barefoot caddy. Haters hate to hear from them, ladies love to look at them. This on the keys, niggas felt like Adam. Sorry, had to leave, but I'm right back at them. Hood environment, I built this off a pint of blood. This niggas is 99% fake minus us.
Hood in my eyes, the power for the rain, blood stain, black flowers. What the fuck is up? You them niggas, we devour time and money till we can't waste the hour. What the fuck is up? Cocaine and the powder, how we whip it, you can ask niggas about it. What the fuck is up? Yeah, we get it. What the fuck is up? Now can you move it? What the fuck is up?
Yeah, full speed ahead, fuck a red light. Pinky ring the size of the fake headlight. Money ain't a thing cause I've been had it. Yeah, bitches say my swag nice, erratic, yeah. Jump on all you rappers, shit, fuck them all. Ooh. Identify, I'm better by the exemption right before, huh? When you lose a draw, 4-4 ain't a draw. When I paint, bitch.
Got me on the same flight as 9/11. Trying to talk to A-Rab Donovan like a
I'm in this motherfucking jungle moving as a leopard. Couldn't find the deep block. This is epic. Lord, my shepherd, mash on a no effort. He can play side swipe, no debit. Just credit, Elroy, don't forget it. Bring him up in the movement, you paramedic. This clip I got is holding 50. Separation from your body, Bobby and Whitney.
Just cut that down to the for my no-no. We just
the lid, let's get next to the money, nigga. Let's do that track, what up?
What up?
I don't need a shell for those cats, nigga, I be eyeing it. All those beats around me, real hood and fire, y'all. Killing that below, take them out, retire me. Send them in your crib with that big 4-5 in it. They don't want no problem, now they want a piece of it. Trying to get a shell piece made, fuck the creep off. Black face, throw me, white interior. 60 off a bridge, God bless America. Make my rocks bigger, outsmarting my competitor. Got the money from the hoes, etc, etc. Step on the wheel with some fresh Louis Vuitton. Coke blow dry like it's up in the salon. Why that bitch watch you? Why? Take off your arm and take away his palm. Had that hoes in my song. Prove on.
What more I gotta say? That's grind time. Put the name Elroy next to Iron. Put the name Hellboy next to Lucifer. Middle name Jason, but I'm Freddy Krueger. This is a message I don't think it's getting through me, y'all.
While I hold a steering wheel, but I feel like pop.
same night we got shot, so I ain't giving a chance. Damn. Running on the highway in the land. My A-Rab money only got me eating lamb. The H-E got me eating rappers out the can. They unwrapped the mummy, I am fresh out the sand. That's right, I said mummy. Straight up the asylum, cause I keep chasing money. And it ain't running from me. The dude's on deck. Mr. Wimp and the dude's on deck. I be quiet and sore.
What if the attack fails? What if the hostage is released? Anyone who resists will be executed. Anyone who doesn't obey our orders immediately will be executed. Anyone who panics will be executed. Even if a member of the commando doesn't obey my orders or doesn't follow the instructions outlined in advance, he will be executed.
KNS, you know what it is. The crazy three. The heart of violence.
I'm in the vein. bitch. Trying not to lose him, I press a button. Now I'm holding the bubble. You call it a clip, I call it a dozen. You call him a crip, I call him my cousin. I call you a bitch, so I'm calling your husband. You call him your goon, man, I ain't calling him nothing. He ain't worth spit, he worthless. Boy, Elroy, slash, sick of this earth shit.
Boom, 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 boom. Going on outside, no man is safe from a war going on outside, no man is safe from home, 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 home. You gone, there's a war going on outside, no man is safe from, so you can get your cap gun and we gon' get the space.
I'm so far left, million miles, kilometers.
Yep.
I'm Hellboy, cause I'm hot.
Yeah.
I pop thermometers. I am a conqueror, then get them on. Yeah. Papa bury you, they blow harmonicas. Papa putting flowers, yeah. I'm Elroy, cause I ain't on the same time as y'all. I watch the Jetsons and wonder why nobody fall. Hit the body all before nightfall. Exploding pumpkin, headshot, shock absorb. I sacrifice and still stay nice, homie. They hate it on the fire, they try to throw things on me. So I went to the jewel and threw some ice cubes on me. Looking like a movie, ice cube, homie. I shook hands, gave two dats. Niggas said they coolin'. I told them we in hell, homie. I shoot first, I don't shoot back. Who was that? He wants to hit him, tell his mama, get the suit black.
Boom, 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 boom. You gone, there's a war going on outside. No man is safe from a war going on outside. No man is safe from home. Boom, 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 boom. You gone, there's a war going on outside. No man is safe from, so you can get your cap gun and we gon' get the space.
You're going to have to pay. And with no hesitation, I will execute you personally with your body.
DJ Self.
up at DJ Phil. Watch for part four.
Okay, that was...
The streets keep asking. So you supply the streets. They say three is a charm, huh? The crazy part three.
Okay, that was the first mixtape on the mix show tonight. Now, the second one I had to go and listen to, and I can't lie, I really like it. And this one is 2 Chainz, based on a true story. Here it comes. Hello?
Hello?
Your shit is like super, super low.
Hello? Hello?
Now I can hear you. What the hell
yeah,
you
what
at?
Is it? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, where you at? In the cave?
Yeah. I had to hide out. I'm hiding out right now. Your ears is cracking.
Oh, my God. Why in the fuck are you hiding out?
I mean, I had the other day I was telling you something happened yesterday, so I'm chilling out right now. What's up? What's goody, though?
Oh, what am I going to do with you?
I don't know, man. I'm chilling out. I mean,
man.
I got nothing new. I beat a crazy case the other day.
Yay! I've been wondering where you've been.
Yeah. I beat that crazy kid. I'll tell you about. I beat that crazy one. It was a pretty crazy kid. I was facing some 15 years and stuff. Like, I beat that, so I'm good.
Man, the man upstairs. Upstairs is good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's great. But then something else happened yesterday, so I'm chilling right now.
Why can't you just sit your ass down for like 3 months at a time?
I know, right?
I don't know.
Well, good. How you doing? How everybody doing? How you doing?
Going through some shit.
Well, you planning to come to New York, man?
Honestly, I was supposed to be coming the week after, but now that I got to have surgery, I ain't going to be able to come.
What you have surgery for?
I dislocated my shoulder 3 months ago, and I fucked up my
leg. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Did you not do surgery? Yeah, that, I find out Monday when they're going to operate.
Okay.
Because I
had plans. Oh, okay. That's
crazy, Shaw. Yeah, it is.
So you here by yourself tonight?
Yeah, Dahlia, baby, he was being mad. And, you know, Drag is doing what he does best in the studio some fucking where. So, you know, I'm here by myself playing mixtapes. And first, I'm your number looks familiar, but I ain't even gonna front. I thought you was this retarded dude that called last week that was challenging Drag to a battle because he was like, "I got investors. I know Drag got investors." Then that nigga started fucking crazy. So you know me, you can't come on my show and talk crazy about nobody I fuck with. So
he tried to talk crazy, Drag.
Well, Brad wasn't on the show, though, but he was just like, yo, I'm trying to revive his career and all kinds of ill shit. And I'm like, yo, first of all, you coming on my show being fucking disrespectful. And whatever the fuck Drag said on Twitter, nigga, take your ass back on Twitter and address it there. Don't bring that shit to the fucking radio show. What the fuck wrong with you?
See, Drag ain't never telling nothing about none of that.
He didn't know until after the show because I called him because... It's like, you know, you've seen me on Twitter. You know, I got a crazy ass mouth, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Drag be trying to tell me to stop being so off the handle with my mouth and stop being so rude. And, you know, I got to be nice and all this other shit like that. So, you know,
Crazy, man.
Oh, he addressed it on Twitter because I'm like, yo, all Drag said was he hungry, he would eat some rappers today, but he gonna let them live or he gonna give them a pass. Just some shit like that. And I guess the dude took it to heart or something. I don't know. You know, everybody.
He from New York?
Yeah.
He from New York? Hello?
From New York.
He from New York? I mean, crazy, cuz.
Yeah, they got the game twisted. They don't realize people don't give a fuck about that dumb shit. Say the wrong thing, get fucked up. That's why I tell people, Twitter will get you fucked up.
For real. That'd make you lose your life, too. You hear me?
Lose your life.
Say what?
Twitter can just be all kinds of things. You just never know. I've been on Twitter tonight talking shit about the little shoving match between Young Jeezy and Rick Ross tonight at the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Oh, the awards are going right now?
They was taping it tonight.
Oh, okay.
And then they said that Jeezy and Rick Ross had some words, and it was an altercation where they was pushing each other. Then they took it to the parking lot, and somebody started shooting.
For real?
Yeah. Me? I'm just saying. I'm going to put my money on Jeezy.
Yo, man, Jeezy chilling with a lot of grown niggas.
I'll put my money on Jeezy because Jeezy is about that life. Ross ain't really about that life. He always talking about somebody else's life, and he ain't really street like that. You know what I mean? And, you know, yes, Ross is fat, and he got, like, a lot of roles and titties and shit like that, but I just think Jeezy's knuckle game might be a way better than his.
I mean, yeah, I fucked with both of them, though, so I ain't even getting none of that.
Well, I don't fuck with neither one of them, but I fuck with Jeezy because he reps my favorite color.
Yeah, you know, he ran for the blue team, you know what I'm saying?
And so, I just, anything to have happened, I just feel like he going, whatever it started, he going to see it through. So, I just need them two motherfuckers just to get in the street and just go ahead and square up and shoot the ones real quick.
I mean, that will never happen. That ain't gonna never happen.
Man, whatever happened to fair fight? Like, damn, people getting their fair ones. Like, whatever happened to that?
That stopped in the 80s.
I can't do it right now, but I used to do it.
I mean, that don't exist no more, because if you beat somebody at 1-on-1, and then another day they don't see you with their homeboy, and then their homeboy gonna ask him for losing the fight, and after that he gonna jump you or try to shoot you, so that fighting stuff don't exist no more.
Well, I think we need to bring it back. Like, Crippin' is back. We need to bring fighting back.
I mean, that would be cool, but niggas ain't going to do that. Niggas got too much things out here.
Well, are you a fair fighter?
I mean, I don't talk about them type of things.
And it ain't nothing wrong with saying, yes, I'm a fair fighter or no, but I think you are. I just feel like when you was growing up that, you know, you just, like, I don't know. For me, I think more people in New York and New Jersey, they grew up boxing. So, naturally, it's like their hand game is, like, on a different level because boxing was a way to get y'all out of the streets and keep y'all ass out of trouble. But at the same time, y'all develop a skill. And it's like, you know, I think it's like mind over matter. You get into somebody's head and then it's a wrap. And you learn at an early age.
Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, people don't like take ass with them no more, so they bring the hammers out. So I find stuff went out the window.
That is so fucking sad. Really, it is. Because that's how my son ended up getting shot. He was at a house party and got into an altercation with somebody, and he was going to shoot the ones with him. And the person didn't want to shoot. They didn't want to fight. They wanted to shoot instead. And he ended up getting shot in the back, and it went through his chest with a, I think it was a .45.
Can you survive that?
I did. By the grace of God, it went through his back, went through his chest. It was like a clean shot, and it collapsed his lung at the age of 20. He had open heart surgery for 6 hours. And he said when he got shot, he remembered, don't panic, because when you panic and you go into shock, it just speeds everything up. He remained calm, and a nurse was able to work with him, so he got to the hospital. And the doctor was like, because he worked out, because he played football in college, that helped him, you know? So, you know, people, when y'all are faced with circumstances that play a lot, just remain calm, because what could happen. I know it's hard, but at the same time, you just got to trust and believe. Because I look at it like this. It wasn't his time to go. So he's here, age of 27. And, you know, I thank God for him every day and the two daughters that he was able to make after the shooting.
Yeah, that's why I have God. God won't hear. Yes, he's always supposed to believe in God. You heard me. That's why I believe in God. That's why I'm still out here in the streets.
But you know,
a long time ago.
Some people don't. I met a guy, and his dad was a big-time drug dealer, and he got killed by the feds because the feds kicked in his door and didn't announce themselves, so he pulled out a gun and started shooting, so his dad got shot. So evidently, people was, like, wanting to rob him, so they knew that the house was empty, but his son was staying in the house. So somebody came in, robbed him. They shot him in the face, beat him with a baseball bat, and stabbed him. And this dude was able to get up and walk to the house and call for help. And, you know, he had the audacity to say that it wasn't because of God that he's still here. It's because of him. And I looked at him, fucked up, scarred face and everything. It's like, nigga, you got life twisted. You were here because God gave you a second chance to tell people how awesome he is. And you're sitting there making it seem like it's all because of you. You're never going to have a good life if you keep that attitude.
Hell no, but yeah, like, you ain't for that attitude, because me being that kid, like, just being everything I done beat already, oh, man, God right. Want me on the street. I'm out here for a reason. I don't know what it is, but I'm out here for a reason.
I mean, it'll come to you. I mean, it's like all you got to do is just stay focused, and you'll be okay. So
yeah,
what you got to do? In the lab.
Why is that cooking in the lab? I just did, like, when I came home and I beat that case, I did a song I don't like. I dropped that. I did that. And I'm about to drop, like, 4 or 5 videos. That same damn time, I'm doing that video soon for the last part of Riding My Crib.
What do you mean when you came?
Huh?
When you came home?
Now, when I came out of my court case, when I beat the case from trial.
Oh, okay, you wasn't locked up or nothing, was you?
Nah, I was out on bail.
Oh, okay.
The whole time
bail.
I was out on bail when I was doing the video. I was out on bail, so.
Oh, okay.
And I had a 4-day trial case, so if I had lost, I would have been gone.
Man, and you had to wear a suit and everything, huh?
Yeah, I know you saw my Instagram picture.
I'm about to go on Instagram right now while we talking.
Yeah, yeah. I had met that actor, too, from Off of the Wire. He was in the courtroom, too.
Word?
Yeah, what's his name, Chris, the hitman from Marlo?
Oh, damn. What he in? Man, what's... Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
I had him in court that day.
Damn.
So, yeah. So then I came home. Drinked it with K&S. We drank bottles. We popped bottles and shit. We had some rosé, white Henny, and got drunk, and I did my song. I don't like. I dropped that. So I got like 5 videos I'm working on. Oh, I did the Motivation remix with Kelly Rowland. I did that over.
Oh, damn. You've been working.
Yes, yeah, so I got like 5 videos. I'm about to do like 5-6 videos soon right now.
Damn.
Yeah, I also did that video, that song you had got on, what that is, Takeover. I did the video for that.
Wow.
So yeah, I've been working. I've been doing a little something.
I'm, like, really shocked. hold on. What is your Instagram name?
Big Crit. C-R-Y-C-C, B-I-G-C-R-Y-C-C. Nah, you don't remember my stuff?
No,
let me find out.
You know, it's tagged on with the FG or not, like how you got it
Nah, it's
on
just
Twitter.
On Big Crit, B-I-G-C-R-Y-C-C.
Okay, there it is. Oh, man, I'm about to shock myself right here.
Huh?
I have to shock myself. Because, you know, I ain't never seen you in no suit before.
Yeah, I was supposed to put more pictures up, but I'm about some suit pictures. I'm going to do it, like, next week. But I got the suit picture of me and homie from Off of the Wire on there. If you can find it. Because, you know, I'll be putting my mad food shots.
I seen the blue donut.
Oh, yeah, you already know.
Man, did you see the blue sneakers I threw up yesterday?
I gotta look on it. I ain't been on it today or yesterday.
Yeah, I had to hit drag with them. I was like, you see them? and they air my thank
God. But for real, I gotta go check that out. I ain't gonna like it. I saw you cooking the other day. I saw some chicken you had. That was looking good.
I think, you know what? Ever since I had food poisoning on Tuesday, I have been off the chain with my eating habits.
Okay.
Like, I've been eating like 3-4 times a day, and I still be hungry.
Oh, I need to come my youth again, because you had some nice fried chicken and all that. I'm like, dang, cuz.
Man, look, I be cooking my ass off. People just don't understand, like, that's what I do. That is what I do. So when I do this damn cooking show, people gonna be like, what in the hell?
For real.
My computer moving slow, but I'm slowing down on your pictures. I'm probably just gonna have to snatch my iPad. So, are you gonna do a song with Pinky?
I don't know. I probably might, but I don't know. I told the homies I should do a song with her. I don't know what to do with her. I'll probably do some freaky shit, probably. I don't know yet.
I don't know. I thought she was trying to handle you.
Huh?
I felt like she was trying to handle you.
Like, hey, what you mean? Like, she was trying to play me and shit?
And when she was like, oh, it ain't free, you was like, and hey, money ain't a thing. Like, come on now. Like, please.
Yeah. When I heard that, and I told the homies that too, I was like, I don't really want to work with because ain't they going to make me have a cheap porn star.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't like it's going to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. It ain't going to go nowhere for me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, she was in Brooklyn the other day. Yeah, but I didn't even ask her for no free song. I ain't never say, yo, I'm going to do a song for free. I was asking for free. I'm always asking how to get music up, but I never even heard her music until she came to your show.
I mean, I've heard it, you know, like I listened to it because this dude I know is like a producer or her engineer or whatever the fuck he do or whatever, and I listened to it. But that night I had to be really good because I really wanted to know, like, how could she get on a radio show and tell people that her dad looks at her porn.
That's what crazy is.
Yeah, like that to me, that's just too bad. Like, come on, man, that's just some shit you don't need to share with nobody.
I guess keeping it real.
I mean, you can keep it real, but in the back of my mind, I'm gonna think about this. Like, oh, who in the fuck, like, are you, like, was y'all fucking before he got locked up?
For real, right? I don't know.
Have you heard my mixtape yet?
Who, huh?
Mine.
Oh, your mixtape?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you hear it, you gotta send me the link.
Man, you hear that mixtape? You gonna have all the homies on that.
What song you put on? You put that that boy who used to be down with Puerto Rican in it?
Yeah, me and him hosted it. And then what's crazy is I had dragged through 3 drops. And he on there. Everybody likes the mixtape because it's like an R&B joint or whatever. That shit is nice. I almost got 10,000 listeners already.
So send a link to my Twitter. Where do we get it at? Where is it on? Is it on .fit?
Yes, on that piss, and I got it featured and sponsored on Mix Connect.
Alright, send the link to my own Twitter.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, snap, you're going to have both of the wifeys listening to it.
For sure. I'll be listening to the Cuz song where you had made me hear that on. I know you got like 3 songs where you be playing on the radio. I got those, so I downloaded that song because of you and shit. I like them 2 songs. Let me see if you're cracking.
Yeah, what? I'll probably do something.
I'm going to do something. That shit right there.
Oh, man. Like, yo, like, that shit will really be making me want to do something. I'll be like, oh, my gosh, yo. Like,
Yeah, that song right there, hard.
Man. If if I wasn't so fucked up in the game right now, I'd be done did some old promo videos to that shit and just had motherfuckers just losing their mind. But, you know, since I'm handicapped and on the entry list, I'm trying to be nice. But it's so hard.
So send me that link. I mean, I want to hear the whole thing. And where the dildo girl at?
You know what? I don't know because, shit, the last show I had was last week. You know, her and the co-host was like going at it a little bit. I had to hang up. I had to go ahead and just end the show and hang up on both of them.
Delilah?
Yep. Dolly.
They were beating each other?
Yeah, they was, man, both of them had different opinions about stuff, and I was like, you know what, man, look, they just kept talking, and I was like, well, let me go ahead and just end this show right here, right now, and I hung up on them and went to bed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because I was like, what the hell is this? So, yeah, I hung up on them, and I haven't talked to her since. I'm not Jazzy the dildo girl, but I have talked to Dahlia a little bit.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, sometimes the show can be pretty intense, to say the least.
Okay.
Because I know the last major topic we had was about a friend of mine that he had a homeboy that met a chick and fell in love, and they moved in together. They had been together for like a year and a half, and he asked the chick to marry him because the chick was a model. They said, you know, she was a bad bitch, and after he proposed to the female, guess what happened?
Or he died.
No, the girl admitted to him that she used to be a woman and had a sex change.
The girl used to be a guy?
Yep, and had a complete sex change.
Oh, that's crazy, cuz.
What?
What did he do?
Shit, it wasn't too much he could do because he was in the army. He couldn't fuck up his career for that hoe.
See, stuff like that, man. That ain't right.
That's the kind of shit that will get you fucked up.
Get you fucked up? You can lose your life for that because that ain't right, man. Why are you fooling somebody?
My thing is, what should have happened was, after when she found out that motherfucker really wanted to fuck her, she should have been like, look, I need to tell you something. I had a sex change. I'm a woman now, but I used to be a man, and let that man make a conscious decision if he wants to fuck with her or not.
It's not a she. It's born a man. It's always be a man who came out of church and still a dude.
I call it an it. Because that shit crazy.
A dude is a dude. I don't care what you do. You got surgery, do whatever the fuck you want. You still a dude. You born a dude.
I know, right?
Nah, that's crazy right there. Man, I bet some other dude had killed him. They would be like, oh, the hate crime, because he's gay, but not saying the whole truth really happened.
But the thing is, for me, is like, for men, you can't get over that. For me, if I fuck with a dude, right, and he's like, yo, I used to be a female, now I'm a dude, I would just be like, what? Like, for real? Like, wow. It's not like it's going to change my whole life, because that's not too bad. But for a
man, that's crazy when it's all the way around.
Man, and my chief voice, that's the
shit. Yeah, that's my voice. I like them niggas.
Man, but you know, in Atlanta, you gotta be real careful.
What, Atlanta with Chief Keef?
Nah, that's what happened. It was in Atlanta where it happened at, and you know, Atlanta is the home of, you know, the Mecca for black gays.
Yeah, for real though. You ain't lying. I did
crazy. So it's like, a bad bitch to be a bad nigga. I mean, and females is like, when you used to seeing, like, the dudes hanging out with each other, going to the strip club and, you know, getting out of the house from wifey and shit like that, it's like now you can't sit there and look at a bunch of dudes and be like, yo, they just hanging out, they just chilling, and not think that it's some old fuck shit. Like, but, you know, if you, I don't know, I guess it's just the area, because if I come to New York, if I'm in Brooklyn and I see you and your dudes on the block, I'm not going to think anything else. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, oh, they just hanging out, or they going out. But in Atlanta, I'll be like, yo, like, I don't know who's the top and who's the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I did crazy, though, man. I heard it's crazy out there. Just like San Francisco, I think.
Yeah, San Francisco is very crazy.
Yeah.
Like, because you be like, you know what I'm saying? And I can't sit here and pass judgment on people because what they do is what they do.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, shit. Like, I don't understand because, like, that's what a woman is for. That's what a man is for. Like, even with the females, it throws me off because y'all swear off dick. Like, I'm never going to fuck a dude anymore, this, that, and the third. But at the same time, it's like, y'all still need dick to have kids, whether you get it artificially inseminated or the dude just fucked you and coming you, you still needed that man to get that baby. And dick is always in the equation. Even if you fucking with a bitch and she used a strap on, it's still a dick. It's a fake, but it's still a dick at the end of the day.
Exactly.
And I just don't understand how a dude don't want to fuck with a female, but you will fuck with a feminine dude. Like, man, just go get a female and fuck.
I don't understand that at all.
Like, it's backwards. People are confused. Like, just go get a woman, fuck her, and then go on about your business. You don't got to live with her. You ain't got to wife her up. You don't got to be in a relationship with her. Bust your nut and keep it moving.
Yeah, but I tell you, TV, man, TV, the society now, you're doing that gay TV shows and all that crazy stuff, making it like it's cool and all that.
I mean, it's not cool at all. I mean, okay, you got the right to do what you want to do, but
which
it's
is cool.
Like, yeah, but I guess what kind of throws me off, and I mean, I guess they say not one sin is greater than the other, because, okay, yes, I have sex outside of marriage. I'm not married. You know what I'm saying? I cuss. I do things that I know is not becoming in my walk the way I need to be if I read the Bible and I adhere to what the rules are. But how is it people go to church and gay men sit here and they're reading the Bible, and if you go to Romans and it talks about, you know, don't be about the abomination, and then if you go in the Old Testament and talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, how can gay men, like, really go to church and read that and feel good and then be like, oh, we doing the right thing for me in church, but I'm great, go home and bust his ass wide open? I don't understand.
Man, I don't understand that either. I don't understand none of that.
Like, that is some old crazy shit.
I don't understand that at all.
But then it's like, if you ask them, then they'll be like, okay, well, do you have sex? Do you do this? Do you do that? Yeah, I do that. Or, you know, I dabble a little bit. But, like, it doesn't say that it's an abomination. God did not destroy a whole city because a male and a female was having sex outside of marriage. So, like, what's the rationale on that? I just shake my head like,
I don't understand that at all, man. I don't know why they do it. Like I said, man, the TV making us cool. Some of these rappers, these singers that's coming out, all these people are making this cool, like it's cool to do it. It ain't cool. If you don't do it, and like the TV be trying to force it to the kids too, because they be having them little kid shows, be having that girl crap and all that stuff. And I don't know, man. This generation is crazy.
I mean, it's very crazy, and I'm just like, man, I be wondering, because my grandkids range from age 7 to 8 months, and I have 8 of them, and I'm like, what's going to be left for them, if anything is going to be left, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, in the last days, because so many things are going on and stuff like that, and it's crazy, because I think on my BlackBerry Messenger, I got a message the other day, and it was a blast, and it was talking about Revelations, and it was like they was talking about Obama, and I was like, oh man, like, you know what I'm saying, like, it's just certain things that they was talking about, and I'm just like, oh man, like, man, you know how it's like the Antichrist is gonna come and everybody's gonna love him, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
It was just some stuff that made you think, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, at the end of the day, because I've read Revelation and I've read the Bible from front to back, it's like I know the things that I'm supposed to look for, but then it's like when people start casting doubt, it's like, I need to go back and read it. Because the thing is, the people that you're scared to read it, it's like you gotta sit there and read, because you're not gonna know what's going on. You're not gonna see the signs, and everything is happening before your eyes, and you're gonna be like one of those that's gonna be easily fooled. So I just be like, man. And then sometimes you can't always believe what you read, because the book has been changed so many times, and it's like, it's just so many damn gone questions about everything in life. From religion to how the earth began, and like just all kinds of stuff. So I just sit there, and all I know is I just try to be the best person that I can be every day. And if I'm blessed to help somebody in a less fortunate than me, then I try to do that. And you know, I'm not perfect, not by far. I will cuss you out. I will call you every name in the book, and I will want to fight you if you make me mad enough. And those are things that I need to work on. Now, the sex thing, I mean, I'm good. I mean, I can't do nothing. Fucked up in the game, about to be fucked up even more. So, like, you know, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
Chuck, I don't know.
You know?
Yep.
And then, you know, what's that saying? If you can't be with the one you love, what's that damn saying? If you can't be with
the you can't be with the one you love, or stay with the one that loves you. Be with the one that loves you.
But what if the person that loves you just can't be with you? Can't, because they're not close to you. I mean, it's not any of the other stuff. Because you know how, like, sometimes people love somebody and they don't love them back?
Yeah.
But this is not the case. Is the same love that I have for this person, they have back for me. It's just distance is the problem right now. So, like, what would you do?
What would I do with that situation? I mean, you can make it. I don't know. Hard, because you don't know if the person will cheat. I don't know, man. That's a hard situation like this.
Me personally, in my heart, I know that they wouldn't, because of all the stuff that they have going on and everything that we've gone through or whatever. But it's like, I know that if I was not in the situation that I'm about to be in, then the trip would not be a problem. But it's going to be very awkward if I just have surgery and I get on the airplane and I go see this person, because when I get there, I'm in a sling. All I can do is take pain medication and just lay down. So what kind of fun would that be?
Hey, if you got a good thing, no matter what, you're in broken hand, whatever, it's still good no matter what. And don't forget, if you love somebody, the sex is good no matter what anyway.
Okay, if you love somebody, what?
The sex is good. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know because I haven't tapped it yet.
That's what I'm trying to say. If you love cuz and cuz love you, whatever, the same thing will be pretty different from just doing a regular smash.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, like, I had, like, expectations of, like, oh, man, I'm finally coming to where I'm going, getting my destination. We are going to have so much fun. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to go there. We're going to chill, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm just like, wow, if I go anywhere, all I can do is lay down. And I don't want to go and be a burden to this person, you feel me? Because I'm going to be a burden, because I can't be around a whole lot of people, because what if somebody bumped my arm? Then I'm going to be ready to fight.
True. So then you have to bring this down, bring another thing down there. And plus, you know, everything has for a reason, you feel me?
Yeah, that it does. So, you know, that I can see that everything does happen for a reason. And it says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, and God don't put you in a situation where you know you can't handle it.
That is so true. But at the same time, it's like a whole lot of temptation, because it's like, man, I feel like a dude sometimes, because I tweeted about this today. I was like, damn, why is it when you're talking to somebody, everybody want to come and start fucking with you? Like,
That's how it is. It's just that's just like the music game. Well, you could be doing, like me, I've been doing music, a little music here and there, but now they see me. They knew I knew it was drag, they knew I knew it was mad on the back, but when they see it, now that everybody want to be a friend, want to do songs and all that stuff. I don't know. The people just be crazy. They want to challenge, or they just want to see if they can still take your time. I don't know, man. People are just crazy.
But what's crazy is, it's like, why people sit there and, like, it's like people can have, like, these visions of people. Because at the end of the day, if you take away the fame and the fortune, they still average-ass motherfuckers. But some people tend to let fame go to their head or whatever. Me, I don't kiss your ass. I wouldn't give a fuck if you was President Obama. I would just be like, yo, me, you, and Michelle need to go to a swingers party and get this shit popping. You know what I'm saying? But, like, with rappers and actors and actresses and shit like that, I don't be studying them, because at the end of the day, a lot of them are whores. Everybody done had them. Everybody fucking each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't really respect them like that, because my thing is, you don't got no respect for yourself. So I sit there and I just be chilling. And if I see somebody, I'm like, oh, that's nice. I don't really give a fuck about who they are. And I see, I had a friend, and when we lived in Atlanta, she met a football player. Okay, he played for the Eagles. I wasn't really starstruck, because I was dating a guy at one time, and his best friend played for the Eagles, and I mailed him some chocolate chip cookies, and he shared them with the players or whatever. And the dude that she met just happened to be one of the players that ate the cookies. So me and him were talking, and to me, he's just like a normal guy. So, because she a groupie, she want to go back to the apartment and cook some chicken and all this other shit. We go back to the apartment. This bitch goes and starts fucking with the football player and leaves me with the other NFL players. And they're looking at me like, okay, so who you fucking tonight? I ain't fucking none of y'all. I got a man. I'm good. They're like, do you know who we are? I don't give a fuck who y'all are. And excuse me, can you open up this fucking door and let me out? And I left her. Man, I don't give a fuck about no basketball dick, no football dick, no rap dick, no R&B dick, none of that shit.
They ain't real anyway. That's why I don't care about none of that rapper stuff. The only rapper nigga, like I told you, Dragon was one of the realest rappers I know. I know other rappers in California. I know a couple other rappers in Cali who I fuck with. Like, C. Williams and a couple other niggas, but he needs to be funny stat. And, like, you see how he niggas a dick rider? It's crazy how niggas a dick rider. They won't do songs with certain niggas because they ain't cracking. But as soon as a nigga crack off somewhere else, they go fly over there and want to go be up in their video. But then when cuz crack out here, then not everybody going to be your friend. Niggas is crazy out here.
I mean, that's crazy. That is so dumb. Or you see a bitch in a porno movie and you just spend all your time thinking about fucking her. Like, okay. And you want to fuck her like everybody else fucked her. Just because she's a porno star don't mean she got good pussy. It just means she's getting paid to do what the fuck she wanted. She's getting paid to fuck. So
exactly.
That's no different from her being in the strip club, dancing, taking your ass to the VIP room, and you pay her to fuck. It's no different
exactly.
from her walking the street corner. You pull up on her in your car and be like, yo, boo, what's up? I got a rat. Okay, you paying her to fuck, and that's what you do in a porno movie. It's not like she got super, super skills. You'll never know until you fuck her after you gave her the money, and then for what?
Exactly. That's why, like you said, my told my thing, but that's why she think everybody's so swear because she's a porn star. I don't think none of that.
I mean, at the end of the day, okay, being a porn star is your bread and butter. But how much longer do you think your pussy has in the industry?
Not long, because don't forget, they treat you like an old actor females. You're going to be there for a young boy until the young thing comes in.
And then, after you get out of the game and you're ready to have a relationship, what do you have to offer your man? Your pussy ain't going to have no wall. You ain't going to have no feelings. So he's just going to be fucking you, and he ain't going to be feeling, it's like you're not going to feel it.
He ain't going to really love you. He's going to be just saying, yeah, I'm going to take you. That's going to have a little bitch massage, his real wife massage. Don't nobody want to damage you, pussy, cuz.
And then, I mean, it ain't all like it seems. I mean, look at Mr. Marcus. This motherfucker knowingly knew he had syphilis, and he still kept fucking.
Yep, and he passed it on to everybody.
And he shut down the whole porn scene in San Bernardino. Like, one man did all of that. Do you
exactly.
know how much money they lost? And then, for me, I think, it's like, I don't look at those porns and stuff like that. I never knew what Mr. Marcus looked like. I just heard about him or whatever, right? So I went on a video, and I sat down and, I looked at an interview that he did, and he was like, one time he was fucking, and he knew that he got burnt by the chick he was fucking. How do you know that you just got burnt by somebody?
Word. How do you know that? He probably burnt her.
he must be a
psychic doctor or something.
Yeah, I mean, because don't it take like 7 days? For you to start feeling something. I mean, I'm not asking you if you've ever been burning, but you know, when you're in school and stuff like that, it's from my
When I was in school, they said sometimes guys don't even get symptoms. They don't want to know unless they get checked. So I don't know what you're talking about. When I was in school, they teaching that they were like, you might get symptoms, you might not get symptoms. You just got to go check.
Yeah,
I've seen this.
I think
they're
like
some females when they're pregnant. Some girls can have a period and be pregnant and don't know it.
True.
You gotta go.
But my thing is, like, sometimes it takes like a couple of days and then your head starts then you start dripping.
Yeah, or you piss and burn or some shit like that.
Yeah, so therefore, man, you ain't know when you was fucking. You knew after you was fucking. And it's just like, oh, man, the tip of my dick feel funny. You know what?
He should know because he's a porn star. Well, I thought porn star only get first before they blaze, but I don't know.
But it's like he did something with his paperwork. He got tested, but he came back positive, and he forged the paperwork.
Well, that's crazy. So not everybody got that shit for the rest of your life, man, because of this one nigga.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Pinky got that shit, and Pinky be smashing ass, and all the motherfuckers got it.
It ain't no honor more among porn stars, because if this motherfucker that's been in the game, a seasoned veteran, can sit there and have sex when he's infected and not tell a motherfucking soul... that lets you know that anybody else can do it. And then I don't even really think he felt bad about it.
Yo, anything go to jail for that?
Yeah, because that's like manslaughter or whatever.
Yeah, because you know you had it and you're giving the person around.
I mean, and then that's grounds for you to get sued by everybody you fucked. And then the production company can get sued because people is just like, how is it this man was allowed to, like, fake his paperwork? Why wasn't it sent to, you know what I'm saying? Why is he walking around with his paperwork? Why isn't it sent over electronically to the producers of the movie to go in his file? Because my thing is, when you go to the health department, they sure as hell don't let you take your file around. They keep that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know, man.
Man, that's just shit that just makes you wonder. Like, I'm good. I never wanted to be. I don't want to be a porn star because it's not what it's cracked up to be. I'll be a porn star for my man. We'll pull out the camcorder, fucking iPhone, or whatever it is that we got, make a movie, and just save it for ourselves. I don't need no public notoriety. I don't need any of that to make me feel like I'm in court. Because at the end of the day, when you have kids and you're out and about, or you go to, like, child school, PTA meetings and stuff like that, most of the day I can be like, yo, that's that bitch that sucked, like, 10 dicks in that gangbang scene right there. Yo, that's
exactly.
Then the kids are going to be like, yo, your mama, my mom and dad seen her movie. Wow. How many men be coming over?
Exactly. I don't know, man.
See,
yo, you voting for Obama?
Of course. Because
I'm voting for Obama, too. You heard me. And I don't vote, but I'm voting for Obama. Cause I don't want the other guy in here. He about to fuck on everything. He's about to get slavery if he get in here.
But my thing is, he gets into the office with that, right? It's like, the education is going to go downhill, and then people that have insurance, that have pre-existing conditions, can actually be covered and everything like that. Kids with sickle cell anemia can go ahead and get the treatments that they need. My aunt that had cancer previously, that, you know, it came back and stuff like that, her insurance takes care of it. They don't be like, oh, well, you know what? Miss Brule, you had this before. We're going to have to wait 1 to 2 years. And then, boom, she ain't going to be here, or anything could happen. And it's like, you know, my thing is, look at the overall picture. Okay, the economy is still fucked up. This man couldn't fix it in 4 years. George Bush didn't destroy it in 4 years. He destroyed it, like, in 8. He fucked up.
Yeah, he is. Exactly.
So my thing is, like, get that man a chance to fix it. Because my thing is, I think Obama, when he came in office, he knew the world was fucked up. He didn't have a clue how fucked up it was until he was sworn in the office. He went into the White House, sat down at the desk, and he seen all the paperwork that George Bush had fucking hid from everybody. And he probably had a fucking headache. He probably had high blood pressure, and it was probably one of the moments he wished he was back in college and he could smoke a blunt to relax his nerves and be like, oh, man, I can't quit now. Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because the world
and then he gets one more chance because over here, Ben, you know, he messed with a hard body, so.
Yeah,
and then act like, and he can't just blame everything on Obama.
Yeah, and then what's crazy is he's still not going to be able to fix it in the next 4 years. It's going to take about 12 years to get this shit right, and I don't really think we got 12 years left.
For real.
So we need to vote him in, and then we need to go ahead and put Hillary Clinton in the next 8 years after Obama finishes his next term.
For real, you know, I don't want none of that craziness going on because if this does come in, you talking about you don't cut welfare, you don't cut all this, you have to have babies, No abortion. No, he trying to come in crazy. And then Nicki Minaj is so fast. I think it's a bad Nicki Minaj, too.
But, you know, she was like, she said something about she's a Democrat, this, that, and third. I'm just like, bitch, bye. You just like to be very controversial. But my thing is, you probably are a fucking Republican. She's confused. She don't know what the fuck she is.
I mean, can't say that out loud, because she said it out loud. She knows she got mad followers, mad 18, 19-year-old little girl that's on. They hear that, they're going to be like, oh, word? Nicki Minaj not going for Obama, I'm going to go for this dude. And then they going to go for it, and after that, they don't see the results. They poor. They don't know what's going on.
At the end of the day, then I feel like that's what common sense should come in. Because me personally, if somebody I'm following is like they're voting for something that I don't believe in, I wouldn't give a fuck how dumb that bitch sound or how much I like her or whatever. As soon as she say some dumb shit like that, guess what? She lost the motherfucking fan.
Supporting
that whole no longer.
For real.
And I mean, that's what people got to do. It's like, it's okay to admire somebody and to be a fan, but be a fan with fucking common sense.
Yeah, but you can't go tell people to go vote for, I'm voting for this dude. Man, he's crazy.
Like, do you really think Mitt Romney gave a fuck that this dumb bitch that's lost her identity, nobody knows what the fuck the real Nicki looks like? Do you really think he give a fuck that this black bitch is voting for him? He just gonna be like, yo, here's another dumb nigga that's gonna give me a vote. Hey, bring the rest of your dumb ass friends with you.
Yeah, and then people won't follow her. Because she got a big following.
Man, I don't think they're that dumb. You know what I'm saying? I think worst case scenario, Lil Wayne, because, you know, he's going through his skateboard status. I think he wants to be white, but as black and ugly as that motherfucker is, he'll never fit into the white world. But I guess he's trying. She might be able to bring him and some of the other Young Money people over. But at the end of the day, people, especially young people, need to sit down and be like, okay, if we vote for Mitt Romney, free education is going to be gone. You know what I'm saying? Parents are not going to have the type of money that they need to send their kids to college. With Obama, financial aid, and you have grants and loans that you can take out to go to college. It's like at the end of the day, it's like from kindergarten to 12th grade, you will prep to make big-ass decisions as an adult. And they consider you to be an adult at the age of 18 because you don't have to have your parents' consent anymore. So me personally, if your child was groomed well within you, the teachers, grandparents, or whatever, by the time they graduate high school, they should know the highs and the lows, what party they need to be, whether they need to be Republican, Democratic, liberal, conservative, or whatever, and be like what works for them. Black people, being a Republican does not work. Republicans are racist. Now, if you think I'm lying, why they had their Republican National Convention and they had Chris Christie from New Jersey and Condoleezza Rice up speaking, talking about how the Republicans are not prejudiced and everything like that. The motherfucking people there, the attendees that supporting the Republicans, were throwing peanuts at the black cameraman saying, this is what we do to black people. Now, what in the fuck kind of shit is that?
For real.
So, black people, y'all can be like y'all Republican all the fuck y'all want to. Guess what? Let a Republican get in the house and they start bringing back lynching and fucking your wives and making you watch and having little mixed kids and raising taxes and you can't afford shit, you're going to be crying out like, oh, my God, why didn't I just go with being a Democratic? Republicans,
exactly.
They're not for the black people. You know what I'm saying? They have some black people in there, but when you think about it, them motherfuckers ain't happy with themselves. They don't really like their skin color because they don't blend in. They accept them because they're ass kissers and they take their money. But at the end of the day, They don't belong. They talk about them behind their back. That's what they do.
Exactly.
It's that dumb nigger. Oh, yes. Ha, ha, ha. He came to our convention. He gave us $10,000 of his money. Well, he'll be the first one to sign up for welfare that we're getting ready to cancel because we broke his ass. Yes, sir,
yep,
Levi.
Yep.
Hmm. Yo, all I got to say is, if you want your voice to be heard, get your dumb ass, smart ass, undecided ass out to the polls and vote. Then you can have the right to complain, talk shit, be upset. But if you didn't do anything to change the circumstances or to change history, y'all know my motto, shut the fuck up. Don't nobody want to hear what you guys say. Because when you had the opportunity for your voice to count, you chose not to.
For real.
I mean, people just, I mean, it's crazy. Get it right before it's too late. Was it November the 12th? Is National Election Day. Go out, vote, you know what I'm saying? Put the right person in power. The person that we have now is doing a good job. He can only do so much because the shit was way fucked up when he was sworn into the Oval Office. Everybody needs to take in consideration of that. And then y'all dumb motherfuckers need to stop voting on same-sex marriages, like, for real. If that's how God wanted it to be, he wouldn't have started the earth with Adam and Eve. It would have been Mary and Jane or Steve and Jeff. So, come on, man. Don't do that. That's so disrespectful.
Marriage
is between man and woman. Not woman, man, man. Like, that's crazy. Like, come on, man. That's just, nah. I just can't sit there and be like, oh, Mrs. and Mrs. or Mr. and Mr. Fuck out of here.
For real.
That's the shit I don't like right there. Be like, ah! No. I can't do it. I would have a fucking fit, like, for real. You gonna tune in? Oh, man, I gotta change the time of the show tomorrow night because normally I would do it from 9:30 to 11:30, but the Giants is playing the Eagles, and the Eagles is my team, and I have to make sure I look at the game so the Giants get that ass.
Yeah, I don't like sports. So I don't care who wins.
Well, you gonna care tomorrow. You just gonna be like, you know what? I hope Chalk's team win, and it's the Eagles. Because she's a really nice person, and that's what, you know, she likes.
Shizzle.
Yeah, keep laughing if you want to. Don't make me call you out on Twitter and we go at it.
I hear you, Charlie. I hear you.
Well, I am about to end this show so I can take my medicine. So I can go to sleep and try to have a peaceful night's sleep. Right, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, yeah, and if you got a request or dedication that you want for your shorties tomorrow, make sure you call in because tomorrow is Slow Jam Sunday. All we do is play R&B slow music. Shit to make you want to go half on the baby.
For sure. I already know what I want you to play. Jodeci, play any Jodeci. Freaking. Or any Jodeci. Freaking or any one of them. I don't want to hear the remix. I want to hear the original. You heard me.
I'm going to start that out just for you tomorrow night.
And send me the link. Send me the link to my Twitter.
I already sent you the link for the mixtape.
Yeah.
So, thank you for calling in, Crip. You know I love you. I got deep love for you.
The show family. You heard me, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to hit you on your text and tell you some shit in a few minutes.
All right, cool.
Okay, everybody that listens to Chocolate City Radio tonight, thank you for tuning in. I love you, and have a good night.
All right, later, y'all.
Bye.